I want to see if you catch it. I know you heard this, but I want to see if you catch it, Jason. Just listen closely.
Okay.
Just listen.
You, my boy, would catch it. Give me five, man.
We not even gonna say the name of the outlet that just got cremated by the song. It no longer exists.
Doesn't exist.
It no longer exists in the lyrics of your song. You are a fast-moving corporation.
Man.
I mean, as soon as there is a consumer issue.
What? Right away.
Oh, slate. Oh, my goodness. The uprise is officially changing.
That's how we operate.
Lyrics on the move, on the fly. Wow. J-Bow. I would not want to offend the uprise if I was a consumer brand.
What?
That young millennials and cool people, doesn't mean by young millennials, but cool people, buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened quick.
Jason. I'm at home.
Got it.
You know, surfing the internet. All of a sudden.
Oh, gosh.
Jason, please. You're my really good friend.
Oh, gosh.
Explain to me.
Uh-huh.
We have to say the name. Explain to me what Gucci was. What were they thinking, J-Bell? Because, first of all, it's an ugly sweater.
Explain to people what it is. Explain to them.
So, Gucci has this sweater.
That's not very nice.
Ugly sweater. It's a black sweater with the red lip. It basically mimics blackface.
Yeah.
As a corporation... There are several levels that things have to...
How does this seep through the cracks?
How did that go through all those people? And they said, oh, you know what? Yeah, this is okay. You can put this... What is that?
It's the opposite of what Louis has done.
Right.
Louis has a young black designer from the U.S.
Yes.
That was a big, big thing, right? But the shift came because they realized their consumer, and it isn't a racial thing at all.
Yes.
It's understanding your base, you know, your brand, what you're putting out there, what's cool. Gucci is a cool brand.
Yeah.
It was a cool brand. But when you have those on the upper levels of management that have a disconnect.
Yeah.
This is the result you get. This happens in all organizational structure flaws where something, this is why your board needs to be diverse.
Yeah.
When you have a board of directors, you can't have all of one thing because this is the issue, right? The issue is somebody who would say, hey, have we thought of this?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist on your board.
Ridiculous.
Right? You got to, I mean, it's anyways, if you and I, you take outside counsel on things you have to do.
Yeah.
From all walks of life, yeah, correct? Absolutely. You always do. You say, hey, what do you think about this? You know people have different viewpoints on the world, and you take that into counsel because you know you have one.
Yeah.
Smart organizational management.
Ridiculous.
I mean, why do you think we got Simon?
You got to have it. You got to have that different opinion.
We could be going somewhere, and we say, Simon, what do you think? And Simon will go,
You know, your consumer base, is, I don't know if you want to keep going that way.
Have you thought about this? So, I could be wrong, but.
So we had to remove all Gucci, and we shut the video.
Yeah.
This song was made a year ago.
I know.
We shut the video. We've done all of that. We had to now go change everything around because you have to stand for something, man. You can't be out there talking about Gucci this and when they're doing stupid things like that.
Very
unbelievable.
Very smart by you, too, because if you're going to say, the Uprise movement, about the people, about empowerment of all people of all walks of life,
exactly.
all nationalities. That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Because someone who would challenge you would say, well, why did you say this?
Right.
And why? And if this is what you're about, why haven't you addressed it and moved? I just feel bad because I didn't call you and say it. Now I can't put my name on this. I can't take any credit for this. And I'm all about taking credit for myself when I can. So I'm a little upset that I didn't call you first with it. But
okay.
It doesn't surprise me that you...
It's okay. Quit moving. We're back, Jason. How you feel, man?
Man,
they missed us.
Yes, yes.
We missed them.
I know. And it's crazy. This is the truth. So I was, say before the Super Bowl or say before the shows on our shows, you know, I don't sleep as good.
Okay.
It's a little, it's healthy, nervous energy.
Yes.
Because I'm excited. I had that last night.
Did you?
For the podcast.
No way. Yeah, you excited?
Yeah. I needed it back in my life.
You got to give the people what they want,
Jason.
You got
to give them what it's so much to talk about in life, too. I mean, we just covered Gucci's issues, and who knows? We might get a call, and they might try to put us on the board, but it's not happening.
Nah, not happening. They're canceled, man.
Don't even call
me. Canceled.
Don't even try to contact me.
Finished.
Done.
I don't even listen to Gucci Man songs. He's going to have to change his name.
There's a rap. Everybody listening, if you don't know, there's a rapper called Gucci Mane who's really kind of good.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Nah, he's got to change his name. He is finished in the industry.
He's got to change his name. He's got to be G-Man or something.
G-Man.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What's going on in the world of football, J-Bell?
So, we had a Super Bowl, obviously. Some people thought the Super Bowl wasn't as exciting, as exhilarating as I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. And my one thing on that to start with and end the season out, we had high-flying offense.
Okay.
You saw what the league is becoming. If you don't have that game next year, people don't pay attention to defense.
Yeah.
Even in the draft, like guys, it'd be like, oh, we need a pass rusher, a corner, and then we'll just throw people around because it's all about scoring.
Yeah.
That just made everything what you always go back to, the beauty of NFL, parity. You need parity between offense and defense. Mm-hmm. You need to have stars in play on defense, and coaching matters.
Crazy.
Coaching matters.
It was a great game, an incredible game.
Loved it.
And I'll tell you why. I thought that the Rams defense was going to match up well against the New England.
You were right.
I was like, they're going to match up well. I don't see how New England is going to score a bunch of points on these guys.
You were right.
What I didn't think.
Right.
Was the New England Patriots defense was going to suffocate the Rams the way they did. That was... Jason.
Mind blown, right?
Bizarre.
We were in there like, is this happening?
What is going on here?
It
bizarre.
It made every play count, though. Every play counted.
Bizarre, I know. Jason. I have never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that Sean McVay, our boy.
Yeah.
Our boy Sean McVay.
The guy.
Would get completely befuddled, completely outcoached. What?
So, we always throw... A nugget in there for those that want to consume higher level football kind of talk. I'm going to throw one thing in there.
Okay.
Now, in the game, I couldn't see this because every play I couldn't see exactly what kind of personnel they were in. But for those that love this stuff, they basically ran six guys across the line of scrimmage, one linebacker, like a dime, a nickel kind of look, but basically what that does is they put all those people in line of scrimmage because you can't run laterally. You know, they run that outside zone game.
Because
I thought with New England, they weren't fast. They were a downhill power team, you know. But you put all those guys on the line of scrimmage, first of all, blocking assignments, what does that do?
Screws them up. Messes up your blocking.
And you can't run laterally, which who does that well?
Todd Gurley.
And – they still were strong enough in the middle of their defense that you couldn't run downhill on them.
How did McVay not adjust to that, though?
I think it was just so – he tried to.
Yeah.
And he did have plays that were to be made, goes back to your other theory. Yeah. They don't make them. You got the deep play he would get. And even, you know, I thought J.C. Jackson was going to be a big part of this game. He didn't start the corner. Jason McCourty started, which hands off to the man himself, Belichick. He's like, I'm trusting the veterans.
Yeah.
And who made probably the biggest play of the game?
McCourty.
Okay.
McCourty.
Okay.
By far the biggest play
of the game. Who did not have
a
great season.
Yeah.
But.
He covered ground.
Those two corners for the New England Patriots played amazing.
Yeah.
So what it just showed is that when we go into next year, we're going to see all this high-flying stuff, all this cool stuff. It's who gets coached up the best throughout the season and who adjusts and morphs into the team that they are at that and that current year. And you know what this ties back into?
What's that?
Gucci.
Gucci.
Because Gucci did not morph into the team they needed to be at this time of the year, and they lost.
And they lost. They lost. We're going to have a worldwide hit. Remove them from it. Speaking of worldwide hits, Jason,
talk to me.
Speaking of worldwide
talk
hits.
Talk to me.
I got something that has been bothering me. It's on my mind.
I'm actually excited about this.
It's on my mind.
My life is kind of not as exciting unless I hear what's on your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, check me out here, Jay. First of all, we got to give a shout out to your mother.
Yeah, my mom.
We
got
to give a shout out to your mother here. Chilling.
I won't let her in the room because she might say something that's the truth about me that I can't let everybody know. She loves
shout
it out here.
Shout out to Jay Bell's
mom. She's really out here to see her grandchild. You know, let's just be honest.
The mother of the Jay Bellian movement.
Thinking, what is my son doing?
Okay, so
shout out to Jerry Bell. She's in the building.
Did you watch the halftime show?
Yes.
Didn't you?
Well, I kind of, yeah. We were
there. Yeah. So what did you think about the halftime show?
So, you know, I hear all the criticism. Yes. And I can't really comment on it because I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear his voice.
Yes.
Maroon 5 lead singer, Adam Levine, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on TV said he didn't have a stadium voice.
Okay.
As a person who kind of knows music as you do, I get that. I know what that means.
Yes.
I thought when Travis Scott came on, energy. Boom, boom, boom. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Big Boy came on, energy. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad, except I didn't hear him sing.
Yeah.
So I didn't. He took his shirt off.
That was the big deal. You know,
yeah, he took a shirt off, and I thought he had good artists come in, you know, give a pep to it. I thought the beginning of for National Anthem, I thought it was
that brilliant. Was dope.
It was moving.
Okay,
that's what I think. I just don't. I didn't hear it on TV, and that's where people were saying the comments.
Okay, so you know that a couple of people, Rihanna, Cardi B, turned down.
Yeah.
They said they weren't going to perform.
Yeah, the hottest artist.
They're not going to support. They're not going to perform in solidarity with the movement and Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the thing, right? They're recording artists.
Yeah.
And they declined to perform on the biggest.
Oh my goodness!
On the biggest stage for them, right? Huge stage,
your
right?
Your album sales, like I guess they just spike immediately after that.
Okay. They refuse to perform, but they're recording artists.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that made me laugh.
Oh, wow.
Is that Colin Kaepernick is a black guy and a quarterback, supposed to be an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is 70-80% black.
Easily.
Right?
Yep. High 70 percentiles for sure.
The players played the game.
The players did. Jason,
the players played the game.
Who are you, bro?
What? Wait a minute.
Who are you doing this for?
They put their helmets on. Went out there and played the game.
And tried to win
the Super Bowl. your Rihanna, your Cardi, what's she ain't got nothing to do with it. The actual people, they went out there and played the game like nothing.
It's not like before the game, everybody took the helmet off. We're not gonna do this together.
What are you talking about? So I'm thinking about this thing, Jay. I'm like,
oh gosh,
look at this madness. Look at this madness, Jason. Oh, man. Look at this madness.
The narrative.
It literally doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Here's the thing. Okay, say for instance, right?
They played the game.
They played the game. And Jason, nobody said nothing.
No.
Nobody said anything.
No, nothing.
It was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But you want to get mad at Travis Scott. You want to get mad at Big Boy for... But the players who are really the ones who are who can... Say, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, great player.
Yep.
Say, for instance, they were like, okay, Odell. Odell was supposed to give a award at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And Odell was like, you know, in solidarity with Me Too, I'm not gonna go out there and give the award, right?
Interesting.
It'll be cool, but it won't. The Grammys, they'll be like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. We wish you would have, but you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
But not for instance. Say for instance, all the artists, all the rappers, they said, you know what? We're not performing. We're not coming to the. We're not doing nothing.
Nothing.
What does the Grammys do then? Grammys are shut down.
Game over.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
But they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
No. You're dipping your toe into some interesting water because
I'm with you on this. I'm not advocating that the players do that because I don't think I would have had the courage to be like, you know what?
Bro,
I'm not gonna go.
There's no chance I'm not playing in that game.
Exactly.
0.000.
But here's the thing though, Jason. Here's all I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to make a difference,
yep.
You have to be willing to go all the way.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
You got to be willing to go to the extreme. If you're not willing to go to the extreme, then just go do your thing, man.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Nobody gonna hold it against you. Just go do your thing. It's okay. It's okay.
See, you're onto something that I totally agree with because there's a disconnect in information.
Yeah.
You have players, and I'm not going to go into all their names, that truly are trying to do something in their communities. These players are green, purple, black, yellow. They're everything.
Yeah.
Two of them are your good friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? And they are doing things so instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
One of them's giving away his salary.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, anyways, cool. That's change.
Yes.
That's not talking about it. In the era of social media, quick hits, quick this, quick that.
People are just
playing to the tune of that second.
Thank you.
They're not going and saying, hey, let's look at this. Let's do this. You know, it's one thing, not to bring my mom up, but me and my mom watch a ton of politics. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
We watch politics all day. This is my problem, and I blame it on her. Anyways, so we were talking about somebody that's a new in government, and I was saying to my mom, I was like, this person's an activist.
Okay.
They have a mind of an activist.
Yeah.
But now you have to govern. Activism, governance.
It's different.
You have to now say, hey, let's come to an agreement. Let's think of how we can do this for all. It's a part of the process. That takes a different, not a skill set, but just recognizing that. So we had activism.
Yeah.
Now we have to govern.
Yep.
The league, the players, everybody has to govern together. And I believe, Colin Kaepernick will go down in history because it doesn't start without his activism.
Yeah, he changed the
world. He changed it, but now we're governing. Things can happen when we govern together.
Yeah.
Things don't happen when we're both saying, I'm on this side, you're on this side, rah, rah, cha, rah, you know, hold up the sign, you know, I don't like you, I don't like this, I don't like that. Then it's just, we're just ready to fight.
Yeah.
If we govern, things happen, change happens. And I think that if you truly try to understand the other side, forget what you think and you know and how you've been impacted. If you try to realize where the other side is coming from, you might not agree with it, but at least you can find common ground, which equates to solutions.
Yeah.
Maybe
No, you're definitely on some. Definitely on some. I just thought that.
And the players played the game.
Yeah. That Jason, it blew my mind. It blew my mind. When I got to thinking about it, I was like, you're talking about these people who were trying to sing the song at halftime, but the players were on the field playing, and nobody said nothing.
Thank goodness Big Boy and Travis Scott did that, because if they wouldn't have, now you really, I mean, I almost commend them for going out there and taking this thing. We're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Especially Big Boy, you know, from Outkast, the group. Outkast, Big Boy, he's from Atlanta, so he's taking ownership.
He is there.
And I think that the narrative would have even been different if they didn't step up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a lot of credit for just being the outlier and saying, we got this.
Yeah.
Because that is that is trying to find common ground. But you're right, man. I mean, it's you know what? It's easy when it doesn't affect you, mm-hmm. or it kind of peripherally affects you.
Doesn't affect Cardi B and Rihanna. Doesn't
they're
affect
the hottest
them.
People in the world right now.
They can
now.
Be like, oh, I'm not done.
Their audience is come going on. Nowhere.
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 That's not real. I mean, okay, cool, but that's not like real. Yeah. That's not what Colin did.
No.
you understand what I'm trying to say? No, that ain't what Colin did. Completely different.
He literally cut his knees off, man. That's a whole different level of sacrifice, man, that I don't know if I have. That's why I'm always going to be like,
unbelievable. Your boy AB, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. I tell you what, man. You
Crest of the trade, huh?
You know what? Let me tell you.
Is he out? Is he out of there? Is he out of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
How many years? 9 years there?
9 years.
Okay. So let's before I go into my opinion, let's look at the facts. The facts, he's played with one of the best quarterbacks of his era.
Okay.
The fact is that he's got a quarterback who makes second movement plays, meaning on scheduled
extends
is plays. Yeah, he extends the plays, right? On scheduled, you know, this is how the play's designed. We all know Roethlisberger is a, oh my gosh, the play breaks down, he's running over 10 people on top of him, throw it.
Right.
How do you think Antonio Brown is catching all these touchdowns down the field?
Yes.
You know how many times he runs a simple curl route, stops, sees the ball's not out, and takes off?
Okay.
Like, as a corner, that's a nightmare.
So you mean to tell me you don't think he's a great receiver?
I think he's a great receiver, but he's great. There's so much chemistry between these two. The way
it didn't look like it to me.
No. This is the problem. Now I'm just gonna say his fault. His fault first, and then I'll go in a second, and then you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
He's might be right. He can have a problem, but my goodness, when they get out there on the field, it works.
Yeah.
And where are you gonna go? Where that you can recreate that. That's very hard to do, the trust, the everything. So that might not happen. Second of all, so that's him. That's where he's not looking at the big picture. Because you're not a quarterback. A receiver is affected by the quarterback the same way the quarterback's affected by the offensive line.
Okay.
You need each other.
Yes.
Okay. Roethlisberger is tripping calling people out.
Yeah, that's craziness.
He's tripping. And I like Mike Tomlin a lot.
Yeah.
But he should have said, brought them both in and said, we can't do this.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. I don't have to manage them. You know, it's easy for me to say it with this mic in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But those three dudes got to all take a little bit, because quarterbacks are not – nobody should call anybody out. Now, we might talk about it in the locker room or on the field, but not in the media. That's a no-no. You are. So – I see where the problems are.
Yeah, makes no sense. I think AB is a very good receiver. I think there's some merit to what you just said. I didn't even think about that, but there's definitely some legitimacy to what you just said.
The boss is walking by. The boss is walking by.
He might not be that kind of player if he leaves the Pittsburgh Steelers and he goes elsewhere. Because you need a quarterback to be able to. The plays that he makes down the field, that's Ben Roethlisberger. You're right.
You were going out there. You knew how your DBs played.
Yeah.
So you knew, man, these dudes suck back here. I can't do certain things. And if I know these guys can hold up a little bit, there's certain things I can do. You play to your strengths, right?
Yep.
Okay. So obviously, we got a lot of probably ask OCs, just a couple of ask J-Bells. But, you know, it's cool. I stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about something that I'm very proud of.
Okay.
And that I think there's a paradigm shift in the NFL.
Okay.
Our guy, Eric Reed. We're claiming him. Yeah. Wow. So, great safety, San Francisco, took a knee with Colin. We thought he was blackballed. Mm-hmm. Goes to Carolina Panthers. Plays well. Mm-hmm. Contract extension. Good deal with the new owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jason. Let me tell you something about Eric Reed. Mm-hmm. Because we thought that he played pretty well.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
This guy must have been the best safety in football. Jason. This guy must have been the very best safety in football. Check me out.
Okay.
If you remember last year, right? Uh-huh. Okay, we thought he was blackballed, right?
Yeah. We
there were a bunch of veteran safeties who didn't get signed.
I know.
And they got paid little one-year deals.
I know.
The market was depressed.
Was it because of him, though?
I don't know if it was because of him.
I don't think so.
I think the market for that was just depressed. Now,
I agree.
Not only was this guy protesting, still taking a knee till this day.
Yeah.
He now signs a deal worth $7, $8 million a year on top of that.
Yeah.
I want you to – do you know how good he had to be able to pull this off? I don't think we – we knew he played well.
I knew he played
well. This guy must have been excellent. He must have been an all-pro last year.
I knew he played well. He really did play well. He's a very good player. He played well in that system. But I think there's more to it.
Give it to me, J. Bell. I want to hear this. So you think it's more than his play?
What's the new owner's name? Simon?
David Tepet.
So the new owner, I believe most of his wealth came from finance of some sort. I think maybe hedge fund money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same thing I see in the NBA, the new owners.
Okay.
Whose a lot of their wealth comes from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always mean they'll be good owners for the league.
Okay.
But they're not scared to shake things up.
Mm.
And I think this guy comes in there. I'm not scared to sign Eric Reed. Sign him. Oh, guess what else I'm not scared to do? Pay him.
Wow. You need people like that.
This is why the NFL will last.
Yeah. You need people like
that. This is why the NFL will last, just like human existence will last. We all evolve and adjust.
Mm. So basically he came in there and he was like, you need people like me to punch your finger and say, there's the bad guy.
He said, you know what? I'm not one of the top, owners that kind of make all the decisions. I'm not y'all.
I don't care about that.
But I control this checkbook.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And I'm coming in with heavy, 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 heavy dollars.
Yeah.
Because
I like that.
He just purchased the most expensive franchise. I mean, most expensive purchase.
Yeah.
Always the next one is. But yeah.
Shout out to Tepet, man. That's incredible.
That's big. And Eric Reed, man, I mean, it shows that you can stand for something and you can continue on, and it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my
gosh. Let's do it, man. Let's
Simon
do it.
Just, this
he is, handed you a book.
You know what this looks like? When I took my first financial exam, and I looked at it, and I said, can I have a break? And they said, no, you can't even get up and walk out.
You got to finish that right now.
I said, this job might not be for me, but it all worked out. All right, so, oh, out the gate, bro. Mm-hmm. Out the gate, hashtag ask Oshie. OC, hashtag Ask J. Bill. I just got distracted another. People are happy we're back.
Yeah, man.
I'm over here.
You know, when the football season's over with, things kind of die down around here. It gets maybe boring, maybe mundane. And then you hear these crazy voices coming through. Like, oh, what's going on? Hey, guys, what's going on? I can imagine.
People are walking by right now, poking their head and messing up the podcast flow. Nah, it's all good. It's
they thought for a fact they weren't going to see me until September. No, this guy's not going to be here
until
September.
OC goes on vacation, for real.
For months.
Right now, he's in Nigeria. Right now. All right, Glenn. Glenn asks, yo, OC.
Okay.
Where's J. Bill?
Where's J. Bill at, bro?
Where's
J. Bill? Hey, where's the other guy? Where's J. Bill?
Glenn. That's the way to start it.
That's funny.
You get a star by your name, Glenn.
I'll never forget it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do they keep asking me where is
Jason?
Is he supposed to be with me at all times?
The man does have a life. Oh, gosh, out the gate. Gavin Kelly asks, why don't NFL players have official team shirts, suits, and ties?
Yeah.
Even after the Super Bowl, players just had casual gear on.
Yeah, that's a great point. I've literally thought that before because when you see, like, you know, Man U or Juventus, they all have on the same gear.
Yep.
And it looked really good. It looks smart. Yeah. It looks really sharp.
Yep.
I think, you know, maybe they just don't want to spend that kind of money on all those players, and I think there's too many moving parts.
There is. There'd have to be some kind of revenue sharing, just like with whoever's the jersey sponsor, right? That goes in the pool. It's split up.
Yeah.
Players, owners, all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything on field has to be NFL approved.
Yeah.
And then I think 90 minutes after the game, it can kind of be whatever or something.
Yeah, no, but I think it's talking about like the players. When they're going to the games and when they're going away, they wear suits.
That's the same.
And the suits are the actual Manchester United suits.
And that's
suits.
What I'm trying to say is that they would have to, in our collective bargain agreement, it would have to say within that whole travel period, we have to wear X.
Yeah.
Another thing is, we were in an era of suits and ties.
Mm-hmm.
This era, and I think because the way fashion is, being fashionable is not all about being suit and tie.
Yeah.
I mean, these dudes are looking real slick with just whatever they got on. And there's a little bit of self-expression to that I think that you can't strip that away in the NFL. I get what he's saying. I mean, it makes sense.
I like it. I like that look. Like, whenever I see those guys coming off in those suits, it looks fly.
I mean, it could be, hey, when the next collective bargaining agreement comes in, that might be in there, man. You might be on something to Gavin. You get a star by your name, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that Rookie? Rook?
Rook.
All right. All right, Graham Rook. I like that. Rook. I had a friend we called Rook. Is Antonio Pierce's buddy. Rook. Yeah.
Okay.
I called AP called me last night.
Was
too,
he a rookie? Or no?
I don't know why they called him Rook.
Rook. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. On the NFL week, OC said he got a vote for Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is true. Who are the voters and how is that decided? And you know, there's something else. It says, and when does J-Bell make it and get a vote? Hashtag uprise.
Where's J-Bell, man?
Where's J-Bell's vote?
Where's J-Bell at? Where's vote?
Every time they come in and look at you for the vote, I just put my head down. I look to the side.
It's a secret, honestly.
Yep.
I don't know who the other voters are. I just know that, you know, they came to me. They were like, we want you to be part of this a couple of years ago.
And you have to be at the game.
You have to be at the game.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't know who the other voters are.
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart.
Yeah.
Then there would be collusion.
There would be collusion. Yeah, there would be. There would 100% be collusion.
There would be collusion.
I'll be calling my guy, like, who do you want? You know, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't end well.
You got to give the NFL love for that.
Yeah.
All right. Michael Bateman. Isn't that Batman?
Let me see. Is it B-A-T-E? Oh, that's Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, remember, who was the Batman guy? Wasn't it Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Yeah. He's a good actor,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's great. So, okay. If you were an NFL coach, would you have Tony Romo's commentary in your ear? People love the Tony Romo. If you want to know what's happening as the play's happening, and then it's too late to tell your players what's up.
Tony Romo is great.
Yeah.
Great broadcaster.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's really seeing things that other coaches aren't seeing from the beginning. I think they all see – people who play the quarterback position, offensive coordinators, they all see that.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it from a bird's eye view. Yeah. He has the time to actually see everything.
He's not trying to get a call in fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different structures, Michael, how it goes on. But you got a bunch of people up there. If your defensive coordinator is on the sideline, right, he's got a guy up in the booth kind of telling him things and communicating the way he wants to see things, personnel groups and stuff like that. I mean, coaches are thinking, first of all, the quickest way to get hurt is to have the wrong personnel group to match that personnel group.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. At that point in time, yes, you'll see like, oh, my goodness, this play is going to happen. But that's why the players are in meetings all week so they can see the same thing. And the good and great ones see the same thing the coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not out there making plays by pure luck.
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen.
Basically what Tony Romo has done what Tony Romo has done is the exact same thing that we do, Jason,
yes,
on our show.
That's it.
It's he has identified something that people want, and he's identified a different way of broadcasting, basically, and he just did it first.
That's it.
Troy Aikman, yeah, Groot, all of, they see the same thing,
they
but
all
they
all see it.
It never occurred to them, yep, to call the plays out the way Tony Romo. Now Tony Romo did it; it became a big hit, and they're probably sitting back like,
oh, "Yes,
I could have done this. I should have done this. This is
because I see it the same
way. I see it the same way, but they just didn't do it.
Trailblazer.
That's all it is.
He's a trailblazer. He's regurgitating this information in a way that wants to be heard. And period. He's a current guy, so he knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a quarterback and you're hanging out with just random people and people are always asking you questions, you probably find a way to articulate it that
so
people
can understand
get.
It.
Television. That's what you used to tell me.
I'm nothing sure. Other than that. Just make it simple, Jason.
Make it simple.
Make it simple. Don't just be giving them all these random.
No. And the truth is, if you can make it simple, you actually understand. People confuse things with terminology and all that kind of stuff because they can't really break it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's that second level processing that has to take place in your mind before you speak. And then I don't do that all the time, but if I talk about it now, maybe it'll happen. Anthony Carter says, "Ooh, give the people what they want."
You
hashtag
must.
Uprise.
You must.
Anthony Carter, a very famous receiver's name.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Carter.
AC.
I think there was two Anthony Carters.
AC.
Yeah, man.
Please put a star by AC's name, please.
Yeah, he gets a star, too. A lot of stars.
A lot of stars. You got to give the people what
you
they want.
You got to give the people what they want. Amber H. says, can you say fruit past? I ain't going to say it.
Fruit pastilles. Am I saying this wrong? I'm saying it wrong, huh? Simon, how are you supposed to say it? Pastels.
Pastels is how I would say it.
Pastels. This is...
Why isn't it not pastels?
Why is it pastels? There's an E at the end of the LL. So it's pastel. Pastel would be P-A-S-T-I-L-L. Pastel is the...
Why is it not pastel?
I don't know.
Is Simon going to his dictionary?
Oh, listen, I know he's got the
answer. Oh, my.
I'm pretty sure Simon has the answer.
That man speaks the Queen's English.
Pastel. But I thought it's supposed to be pastel.
Listen, did I even attempt to say it?
Yeah.
Hashtag hilarious pronunciation.
All right.
If you ever notice, if there's ever a pause and you hear like this paper shuffling, I'm passing stuff to OC because I don't know what's happening.
Pastel?
Yeah.
We're calling them pastels. Fruit pastilles.
Yeah. Greg Douglas, he agrees. He says the Super Bowl was low scoring, but definitely not boring. Greg Douglas, you know football.
There you go.
That's all. Stars.
There you go.
Amber.
Man. There you go.
Stars.
Stars everywhere.
Stars
everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Michael Harris. This is to OC, of course. I like this. You mingle with a lot of good looking people out in Atlanta. So, mm-hmm. Who do you think are your. Oh, God. Uh-oh. So do you think that you are still in the top three of best-looking people in the world?
Let me tell you something.
Hashtag Jay Billings, hashtag Uprise.
Let me tell you something, Michael.
I can't even talk.
Let me explain something to you, Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
The reaction.
I was there.
The reaction to me.
I was there.
All right? It's not just because people some, you know, kind of know who I was in Atlanta. The reaction is, I have now moved into the number one spot.
No.
I am number one. All right? I'm no longer in the top three. I am now the number one.
Oh, I love it.
You know?
I love it.
I'm the number one.
I love it.
I'm not number two.
Nope.
I'm not number three.
Nope.
I'm number one.
Number one. And you know what that means? The better your friends look, the better you start looking.
You know?
Thank you, my brother. I'm going with you.
You know?
I just want to be in the car.
Yeah, man.
Just put me in the car.
You got to see me and Jason when we walk around, man. It's, it's,
it's, we're not short.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, maybe I'm
what is
short.
Going on here, man? Like, is it, why, they don't look at me like that when I'm by myself. So, when I'm with Jason, it's like,
it's hard
to imagine, man.
Oh, gosh.
Like, they can't be looking at me. It can't be me. What is going on here, man?
I can't.
When I'm by myself, you know, they just, you know, they look and they look away and they just keep walking. But when I'm with Jason, it's like a full-blown.
I can't.
Like they saw aliens. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm confused. Unbelievable.
Oh, gosh. I think I just sweated out everything again. I need to go.
Are you number one, Jason? Is it you? This whole time I thought it was me. Is it you?
No.
I'm not putting two and two together. It's you.
No, it isn't.
You're number one. This is incredible.
No, it isn't.
I got to go do something. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym right now. You're number one.
No.
This is terrible.
Don't put that kind of pressure on me. I can't sustain.
You're the number one guy. I'm going to the gym right now.
I can't sustain this.
Hit that uprise music, man. I'm going to the gym.
Hit the uprise. We have 477 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Man, we got 5 stars. And trust me, I am not number one.
This whole time. This whole time it's been you. And I thought it was me. You tricked me.
Hashtag uprise. We are out.
I do not run, came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life, Cirque de la Soir. Girlies wanna come, hang, bang. What time has been you? I can't believe this, man.
Getting
money, I got it. This year's me and I, fully focused on myself. Oh, you tryna be authentic, busy tryna get this wealth. Gale, swag, Louis, bag. Gale, swag, body, bag. Gale, swag, Louis, bag. Gale, swag, body, bag. Je m'appelle Uzi Boy, Source King pour commencer. Cette année, je vise le top, et c'est pas pour détrôner. 1, 2, 3, 4000 E dans mon compte. Envoie mouillé billet avant que je pète les plombs. Virement immédiat, j'aime quand c'est comme ça. La une dans les médias, jamais ça m'arrêtera. Jet privé pour le Ghana, je vais booster l'économie. Quelques hectares pour le business, puis choquer sa part.